兄姐妹、朋友们，大家平安。
And greetings and peace to all the brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠啊，常常跟大家同在。
May the grace of the Lord be among us all the time.
小弟目前一年要去夏威夷两次。
And for me, I will be going to Hawaii twice this year.
有人说夏威夷啊是彩虹的故乡。
And many people say that Hawaii is the country of the rainbow.
有时候虽然出大太阳，
and sometimes even though the sun is out,
但是还会下着雨，
but it will be raining at the same time.
常常你就可以看到彩虹挂在空中。
So a lot of times you will be able to see the rainbow in the sky.
甚至有时候你会看到两道彩虹。
And also many times you will see two sets of rainbows.
啊，实在是一个非常美丽的地方。
And it is a very beautiful place.
啊，当我们看着天上的彩虹，
When we look at the rainbow in the sky,
啊，我们会思想到底这个彩虹对我们有什么样一个提醒，我们有什么样一个联想。
And when we look at the rainbow in the sky, what does it remind us, and what type of thinking do we have in our mind?
所以今天想用根据圣经来谈一谈啊彩虹的联想啊，它告诉我们它是神的约。
And I like to use the Bible to show that the rainbow is a covenant between us and God.
And 彩虹也是一个记号。
The rainbow is also a sign.
啊，并且呢，彩虹它出现在云彩当中。
And also the rainbows appear in the sky.
啊，我们从圣经啊这样的联想来学习道理。
And from this, we will learn from the Bible.
我们请看创世纪的第九章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 9.
创世纪第九章。
Genesis chapter 9.
我们可以把红线啊夹在创世纪第九章。
We can put a bookmark on Genesis chapter 9.
第九章的第八节到第十节。
Genesis chapter 9 verses 8 to 10.
第八节到第十节
Verses 8 to 10
请念
Verse 8 Then God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying Verse 9 And as for me, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your descendants after you Verse 10 And with every living creature that is with you the birds, the cattle, and every beast on the earth with you of all that go out of the dark every beast of the earth
这边提到神用洪水毁灭了当时的世代，因为那时候的人罪孽很大。
And because of the sins of the people at that time, God used the flood to destroy the world.
只留下挪亚一家八个人。
Only the house of Noah, the eight people were saved.
那出来的时候呢，神就跟挪亚立约啊。
And afterwards, God made a covenant with Noah.
他立约就是用彩虹来立约啊。
And he used the rainbow to be the covenant.
那我们注意到这边立约的对象哦，除了挪亚他的后裔，并这里的一切活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽了。
And we can see that part of this covenant is not only Noah's family, but also all of the animals.
哦，小弟也注意到，神真的不只是爱人呐，他也爱这个动物啊。
So we can see that God not only loved man, he also loved the animals.
八章一节呢，圣经上讲说，神纪念挪亚一家，并且那个方舟里面的一切活物。
And in chapter 8 verse 1, it says that God remembered Noah and every living thing that was in the ark.
那我们来看诗篇的三十六篇第五节。
Let's read Psalms.
三十六篇的第五节、第六节。
Psalms 36 verse 6.
三十六篇五节六节
Psalms 36 verse 6
七节
and 7
六节七节
verses 6 and 7
请念
verse 6 Your righteousness is like the great mountains Your judgments are a great deep O Lord, you preserve man and beast
这边神救护不只是人啊而且是牲畜啊
And here it says that God preserved the man and also the beast.
所以我们看到神的爱哦，不只是啊，是普及动物的。
So,
不只是人而已啦，是普及啊动物的。
And we can see that the love of God is not only limited to man, but it also includes the animals.
圣经上讲说，为什么神不毁灭尼尼微城呢
？And the Bible records that why did God not destroy the city of Nineveh?
不只是那个城里面他们悔改，披麻蒙灰。
Not only because the citizens of the city repented.
并且啊，城中有十二万个婴儿。
And also there are 12,000 babies.
圣经还说，因为城中有许多的牲畜了。
And the Bible also mentioned that there are also many animals in the city.
所以我们注意到这个约哈，彩虹之约哦，也是跟阿猫阿狗一起来立的哦。是跟动物一起立的哦，不只是跟人立而已啊。
So we can see that the covenant with the rainbow is not only with man, but also includes all of the animals.
这告诉我们立的对象啊，显出神的爱。
So we can see that the target of this covenant shows the love of God.
那这个约的内容呢，我们再回来看九章的十一节啊。
And regarding the contents of this covenant, let's read Genesis chapter 9, verse 11.
九章的十一节。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 11.Thus I establish my covenant with you. Never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood. Never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth.
这边提到有两个内容啊。
There are two items.
就是不再用洪水毁灭还有血肉的。
The first is not he will not use the waters of the flood to cut off all flesh.
再来就是洪水也不再毁灭地了。
And also, the floods will never destroy the earth.
你可以想象你是挪亚一家的人哦。
You can think of yourself as the family of Noah.
那个洪水一下来是惊天动地的，水势浩大。
And when the flood came, it came very mightily.
所有的生物通通死掉了，只有那一个方舟里面没有而已啊。
And all the living creatures have died except the ones in the ark.
所以一出方舟从山上走下来，那个心情哦，应该是惊魂甫定的，应该是。那种非常的相当紧张，才经过一个大灾祸的一个心情啊。
So as they walked out of the ark, we can feel that their feeling is very nervous because they have just gone through this great catastrophe.
小弟记得在几年前出了一场车祸。
I remember a few years ago I was in a car accident.
那个时候可能车子开太快了。
And at that time I may have been speeding.
所以就是感谢主啦，人没有什么受伤啊。
But thank God that I was not injured.
可是出了一场车祸之后，你再开车，那个我朋友都笑我，你开60，时速60，你也敢开在最内线哦。
And after the accident, my friends always laughed at me, saying that you're driving only 60, but you're driving in the fast lane.
有时候我们刚遇到一件这个灾祸的时候呢，那个心情都一直很紧张的，就是很谨慎的，不晓得下一个什么。下一步呢？怎么天灾又要下来啊？
Many times after such incidents, we would not know what to do next.
所以神在洪水之后就马上安慰人说：“不会了啦，洪水不会再毁灭人，也不会再毁灭地了。”
So right after the flood, God comforted man, saying that this will not happen again.
所以神是一直在安慰人的。
So God continues to comfort man.
但是恶者呢，一直让人处在紧张当中啊。
But the evil one always keeps us in nervousness.
你看那个911之后啊。
For example, after the 9/11,
我们还听到我们的那个什么部长，然后跟我们讲说，911的事件哦，一定会再重演呐，只是时间的问题而已啦。
And we have heard many times that the events of 9/11 will repeat itself. It will not only happen once.
只是时间问题而已啦。
And it is only a matter of time.
这个恶者那些坏人呢，就是用这种紧张的消息，让我们生活在一种恐惧的生活当中。
And the evil ones, the terrorists, use these messages so that we live in fear and nervousness.
但是神的心不是这样子的。
But this is not the heart of God.
当我们真的在一种很恐惧、惊慌下来的时候，马上安慰你，不会了啦，不会再有了，跟你立约，而且立约啊。
Right after such event and fear, God will comfort us and saying.And will tell us that this will not happen again, and makes a covenant.
所以再次的显出呢，神的一种慈爱。
And this again shows the love of God.
那这个神到底他立约的一个想法时间是什么时候呢
？And when did God thought of this covenant?
我们来看八章的20节到22节。
Let's read Genesis chapter 8 verses 20 to 22.
八章的20节到22节。
Genesis chapter 8 verse 20 to 22.
请念。
Verse 20, then Noah built an altar to the Lord and took of every clean animal and of every clean bird and offered burnt offerings on the altar. 21, and the Lord smelled its soothing aroma, then the Lord said to his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing as I have done. 22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer,And day and night shall not cease.
这边提到说呢，地还存留的时候， 这个禾稼寒暑冬夏就永不止息了。
And in verse 22 it says that while the earth remains, seed time, harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer.
仔细看哦，那个播种的时间跟收割的时间哦，冬天跟夏天什么时候开始有的？是洪水下来之后才开始有的。实际上这个之前呢，没有记载这个地球有冬天跟夏天，有播种的时间跟收割的时间呢。
And this is the first recording of a time to sow seeds and a time to harvest and also the difference from winter and summer. Only after the flood did the season start.
因为洪水，那个地球以前像温室啊，随时可以播种的啦。
And because before the flood, the earth that you can plant at any time.
洪水打下来之后呢，才有这个春夏秋冬啊，这个地球才改变了。
Only after the flood did the earth change so that we have all seasons.
那到底神什么时候才决定说，哎呀，以后再也不用洪水来毁灭世界了？
But when,
什么时候决定的呢？
When did God decide that He will never use the flood to destroy the world again?
十一节说他心里就这样说了。
In verse 21, it records then the Lord said in his heart.
还没有跟挪亚讲哦。
This is before He spoke to Noah.
当挪亚献祭的时候，他已经决定了。哎呀，我闻到这个香太好了。哎呀，真的，我跟人的关系应该恢复了。我再也不用洪水来毁灭地了。
When Noah offered the burnt offering, God thought that I will not destroy this world again.
弟兄姐妹们，今天我们的祷告就是我们的献祭。
And today our prayer is our offering.
我们的祷告在神闻起来都是非常美的啦。
And the aroma of our prayers is always sweet.
可是当神在跟我们立个约定的时候呢，有时候不一定是说我马上祷告呢，这个约马上临到我身上，这个 promise。这个福气马上临到我身上，这个应许马上临到我身上，不一定是这样子的。
Sometimes the covenant or the promise of God may not happen right away.
当我们惊慌的时候
，When we are in fear，
我们马上跪下来祷告。
We'll kneel down and pray.
但是你祷告把头抬起来，什么事情都没有发生。
But once you lift your head from your prayer, nothing had happened.
好像神什么都没有听到一样啊。
As if God had not listened to your prayer.
开始在怀疑到底我的祷告有没有功效。
You start to doubt whether your prayer had any strength.
这可是这边神在心里就说了，我要决定做这个约呢，立个约，我再也不做主地了。
But here it says that the Lord said in his heart, even before speaking to Noah, that he will not destroy the earth again.
所以每一次的祷告都是有功效的。
So every prayer is effective.
虽然神不一定马上的跟你回答我们的应许。
Although God may not answer you right away,
但是他在心里已经做了一个决定了。
But in his heart, he has already made a decision.
所以让我们不要放弃祷告。
So that we will not give up and pray.
你看古圣徒哦，有时候神成全他们的工作，有时候是祷告一段时间之后的事情啊。
If we look at the old workers, a lot of times they had to pray for a period of time before God answers.
尼希米记为了以色列百姓的城墙呢，祷告。神没有马上回答他的需要。
When Nehemiah prayed to God for the walls of the city, God did not answer him right away.
在四个月之后，神才给他机会，能够跟王请求回到自己的故乡，重建城墙。
Only after 4 months did God give him an opportunity to tell the king that he can return to his own city to rebuild the wall.
所以神立约的心意呢，虽然在没有马上实行呢。在献祭的时候，他心中就已经决定了。
So for covenant with God, although he may not manifest it right away, but in his heart, when we give the sacrifice, he has already made a decision.
那这个约的一个特色呢？圣经上跟我们讲，它是一个永远的约了。
And we can see that the covenant is an everlasting covenant.
我们来看一下第十六节哈。
Let's read verse 16.
十六节，请念九章十六节。
Genesis 9:16.
九章十六节。
9:16 The rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature.
这个神哦，给我们的一些慈爱的约哦，都是永远的。
All of the covenants of love from God is everlasting.
我们仔细看，神在历代以来跟人立了很多的约啊。
We can see from the Bible that God has made many covenants with men.
这个是彩虹之约。
And this is the covenant of the rainbow.
那神爱跟亚伯兰立了这个立了这个弥赛亚之约啊。
And God also made a covenant with Abraham regarding the Messiah.
那神也跟大卫立了大卫家永远做王的约。
God also made a covenant with David so that his family will be kings forever.
你看这个约哦，都是永久的啦。
All of these covenants are everlasting.
只要是慈爱的都是永久的。
As long as it is loving, it is everlasting.
那有些是受苦的呢，就把你更改一下。
But some of the painful ones, there will be changes.
比如说神跟亚伯兰立割礼的约啊。
For example, when Abraham made a covenant with Abraham regarding the circumcision.
这个割礼的约哦，这个会痛的。
Because in circumcision there is pain.
所以割礼就被洗礼所代替了。
So the baptism replaced circumcision.
所以彩虹之约它是一个永远的，甚至先知都拿来讲，它是一个永远的约。我们看以赛亚书54章。
And the covenant of rainbow is an everlasting covenant. Even the prophets mentioned this, as took in Isaiah.
以赛亚书五十四章。
Isaiah chapter 54.
54章第九节第十节。
Isaiah chapter 54, verses 9 and 10.
第九节第十节。
Verses 9 and 10.
请念。
Verse 9, for this is like the waters of Noah to me, for as I have sworn that the waters of Noah would no longer cover the earth, so have I sworn that I would not be angry with you, nor rebuke you. Verse 10, for the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord who has mercy on you.
这个平安之约、哦、就好像是彩虹的约是一个平安的约、啊、
And the covenant of the rainbow is also a covenant of peace.
这个圣经上讲说，我好像挪亚的洪水，我怎么样起誓不再使挪亚洪水漫过地呢？也照样起誓不再向你发怒，也不斥责。神、哦、用挪亚的洪水做例子、哦、你看我跟挪亚这个立约，对不对？不会有洪水再灭地，对不对？你看从挪亚那个时代呢，直到以赛亚讲圣经那个时代呢，洪水没有再全面性的灭过地了。
And when God made the covenant with Noah, all the way until when Isaiah spoke, from during this time, there was no flood that destroyed the earth.
甚至直到今日呢，这个永远的约呢，也是没有背叛掉。
Even until now, to this day, this everlasting covenant has not been broken.
这告诉我们说，神的约是信实的，神是信实的，他的约绝对不会改更改。大山为挪移，小山为挪移，神的约就是不更改。
And we can see that the covenant of God will not change. Even the mountains and the hills will move, but this covenant will not change.
不晓得诸位有没有遇到你的朋友跟你约定什么事情啊？
I'm not sure if you have made promises with your friends before.
人的爱情哦，有时候那种约定是海枯石烂的，讲得非常好听啊。
And the relationship between men, sometimes when we make promises, it sounds very, very nice.
但是人常常做不到就毁约了。
But many times we cannot keep our promises and we break them.
最近小弟的一个亲人跟小弟分享呢，就是很热心的人，他们真是生活上很困难，欠人家钱也只好走路了，没办法了，因为不是他愿意这样做，实在是他就是还不出来，也只好跑掉了。
Recently, one of my relatives shared this with me. There is a very kind man, but because of his economic situation, although he owed money, he could not repay this money.
人常常因为自己的能力不足，没有办法守约定啊。
Many times, because men lack the power, they would break their promise.
或是甚至自己那种改变的个性，也把自己的口头上的话统统忘记了。
Sometimes because of men's changed behaviors, they also forget the promises they have made.
但是神是信实的，是慈爱的。
But God is faithful and loving.
所以他的平安之约永远不会更改。
So his covenant of peace will never be broken.
就如同你今天依然看到这个彩虹一样，永远挂在天上，不会更改。
Just like today, we will still see the rainbow. It will not change.
这个彩虹除了是一个神跟人跟动物的约定之外呢？圣经上又跟我们讲说，它是一个约定的记号。
And although aside from the rainbow being a covenant between man, God, and animals, the Bible also tells us that the rainbow is a sign.
我们来看创世纪的第九章十二节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 9, verse 20.
十二节，十三节。
Verse 12 and 13.
十二节，十三节。
Verses 12 and 13.
请念。
Verse 12, and God said, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you." And every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations.
十三节。
Verse 13, I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth.
这个彩虹呢，它是一个约的记号。
This rainbow is a sign of the covenant.
从旧约到新约，我们看到神跟人立约哦，有时候常常立一个记号来做那个约的代表。
And many times from the Old Testament to the New Testament, when God makes a covenant with man, he would also have a sign to represent.
我们刚提到说割礼呢，它本身就是一个记号啊，是神跟亚伯兰子孙立约的一个记号。
And the circumcision is also a sign of the covenant between Abraham and God.
我们今天来啊教会领圣餐呢。
And today we come to the church to partake of the Holy Communion.
那个圣餐，耶稣说，这是我跟你们立的一个新的约定，叫新约。
And Jesus said that this cup is my covenant with you.
那这个约呢，不只是用口头讲而已，这个约定不是用口头讲而已。
And this covenant is not only words of the mouth.
啊，它是用一个杯啊。啊，跟一个饼啊，来做一个让我们联想到主耶稣的肉跟主耶稣的血。
He uses the cup and the bread so that we can think of the blood and the body of Christ.
这个杯跟饼在灵里面是主的肉、主的血之外呢，这也是跟我们讲，它是一个记号、一个 sign， 告诉我们，你看到这个 sign， 这个就是代表着啊，我们要纪念主耶稣的死。
And aside from this cup and the bread are representing the Christ's body and blood.It also acts as a sign so that we can remember that.
那为什么约之后呢？有了一个约定就好了，为什么还要再那么麻烦多一个记号出来呢
？And God could have just made a covenant. Why did He trouble Himself and have to come up with a sign?
圣经上讲说，这个记号让我们可以看见，看见就可以纪念了。所以约那个记号呢，就是为了让我们可以纪念，看见可以纪念。
And the Bible tells us that the sign is a reminder to us, and with a reminder to us, we will remember. So the sign is for us to remember.
我们来看一下啊，第九章十六节。
Let's read chapter 9, verse 16.
九章十六节。
Chapter 9, verse 16.
请念。
Verse 16, the rainbow shall be in the cloud, and I will look on it to remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature.
这个神说我要看，而且就会纪念了。
God says that I will look and remember.
我就想说奇怪，那神这么健忘吗？
And sometimes I think is God so forgetful.
神要看他才会纪念吗？
God needs to look, then he can remember.
不是啦，这应该是给人看来纪念的啦。
Of course not. This is for men to look at, so we can remember.
啊，所以是那个人哦，真的常常很健忘的。
And many times men forget many things.
最近因为小弟搬家。
And recently because I've just moved.
那我就整理我的书籍。
And I was arranging my books.
那就发觉到我有一本日记本哦。
And
是从16岁写到18岁了。
And I found this journal that I kept from when I was 16 to when I was 18 years old.
那我那个日记本的第一页就提到说呢，我不希望。忘记我青春的岁月了，就是我能够记，希望我记得我以前年轻的日子了，这样子。
And at the beginning of the journal, I wrote that this is so that I will not remember the times of my youth.
那一本日记哦，我大概写完之后呢，到今天才看，我今年已经40几岁了，44岁了。
And I have not looked at that journal until today.
那个我在重新翻开看哦，除了那个字迹很潦草，我有时候看不太懂之外。
And when I was reading, I found out that I cannot read some of the words I wrote.
很多人名我都忘了是谁了，因为很多实际的状况，我都把那些人起了一些外号了，把一些人起了一些外号，那个外号是谁我都不记得了。
And because when I wrote the journal, I also put down for the names of people, I put out a lot of nicknames. But today I cannot remember who they are.
那天我说我跟一个叫 Little Simple 谈天，谁是 Little Simple？ 我想，哎，这个谁是这个 Little Simple 啊？
And I wrote in the journal that today I spoke with this person named Little Simple, but right now I can't remember who that is.
人很容易健忘。
Men are very forgetful.
所以神常常要设一个 sign, 一个记号呢，来让人可以记得。哦，原来啊，在历史上曾经发生过这个事情啊。
So God needs to set a sign so that we can remember, so that we can see that in history this happened.
所以就有红的一个设立啊。
That's why there is the sign of the rainbow.
Oh, 原来神曾经毁灭过世界哦。
So you can remember, God indeed once destroyed the earth.
啊，神说不再用洪水毁灭这个世界哦。
And God said that He will not destroy the earth again.
将来有一天用火毁灭这个世界哦。
And one day He will use the fire to destroy the earth.
这样我们就会想起来了啦。
And from this we can remember.
有一次小弟到一个医院去探望一个弟兄啊。
And once I went to the hospital to visit a brother.
我就看到他。因为他在生病，在床上，我就看他床的墙壁上贴一个十字架。
And he was in a sick bed, and I put a cross.
不是 ，I put， 我就发现到、
oh,
，I found out that.
I found out that there's a cross by the bed.
我很怕他去拜这个十字架，因为不可以拜偶像。那个有时候把十字架当成一个偶像拜是不对的。
And I was afraid that he would worship this cross because we cannot worship idols.
我就跟他聊天啊。
So I was chatting with him.
他说哦不是啦这个十字架哦只是用来 remind me, 用来提醒我啊我应该仰望耶稣基督的救恩来帮助我的病情啊。
Explained saying that no, I'm not worshiping the cross, but this cross serves as a reminder that I should hope for the Lord Jesus Christ.
有的姐妹呢，她们戴一个十字架的项链。
And some of the sisters wear a cross on their necklace.
那个把它当成一个提醒我们自己，真的我们要思考耶稣基督的爱，这是不错的啦。
It serves as a reminder of the love of Jesus Christ. This is a good thing.
因为人常常容易很健忘。
Because we are very forgetful.
我记得有一个传道人，他这样在做见证，他小时候的情形。
I remember a pastor testifying about his childhood.
他说啊，他爸爸也是个传道。
His father is also a pastor.
他常常用那个毛笔啊，写抄圣经的经文呢，那把它写完的时候就贴在墙壁上面了。
And a lot of times, he would write Bible verses and put it on the walls.
有时候我们到我们现在的年轻人家里面去啊。
And today, when we go to the house of the youth,
问他说：“哎，你那个墙上的帅哥到底是谁？”
And we will ask them, who's the guy of the in the poster on your wall?
他会跟我说：“哦，这是日本某某明星啊。”
And they will explain that this is some star from Japan.
我们如果有这些东西，我们的心常常就在这个东西的上面，因为他们是我们的这个心中的。用偶像不晓得好不好了，就是你很向往，你很崇拜这个人呢。
And if we have these things, that means that our heart is often upon these things. So if we have posters of people on the walls, they may be idols for us.
所以如果我们常常用一些 sign, 用一些记号来提醒我们跟神之间的一种爱跟一种关系，我相信这是合乎神旨意。就好像那个传道，他的成长过程就是那个经文呢，啊，陪伴着他，跟他一起长大。
If we can have signs that remind us of the love or the relationship that we have between us and God,just like this pastor, when he was young, he had all these Bible verses around him.
就如同彩虹是一个美丽的提醒我们的记号一样。
Just like the rainbow is a reminder for us.
这个彩虹哦，除了是个约啊，是一个记号，实际上跟我们讲说，它有个特色就是在云中啊。
And aside from the rainbow being the covenant, also a sign, the Bible tells us that it appears in the clouds.
啊，我们来读一下第九章的十四节哈。
Let's read Genesis 9:14.
九章十四节
Chapter 9 verse 14 It shall be when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow shall be seen in the cloud.
不晓诸位在加州有没有看过彩虹、哦、
I'm not sure if you have seen
南加州
you have seen the rainbow in Southern California.、
哦、小弟来到你们这我们这里不是你们这里小弟来到我们这里呢觉得这边真的好热、啊、
And after I moved here I discovered that it's very hot here.
灰尘也很多、啊、
And there's a lot of dust.、
啊、不晓得大概不下雨了，大概也没什么彩虹了、
啊。And,
我不知道有没有。
And it doesn't rain too much, so we probably don't see rainbows here.
云啊，彩虹是在云当中出现的，有云的时候会出现的，
rainbow,
下雨的时候会出现的。
The rainbow appears when there are clouds and when it rains.
那我们就想说，到底云呢、啊，在圣经上的教训是什么
？And we can see what the teaching of the clouds are in the Bible.
我们来看一下耶伯记的三十七章。
We can look at Job, chapter 37.
耶伯记三十七章
Job 37
十二节
Verse 12
三十七章十二节十三节
Job chapter 37 verses 12 and 13 Verse 12 And they swore about being turned by his guidance that they may do whatever he commands them on the face of the whole earth Verse 13 He causes it to come whether for correction or for his landOr for mercy.
这边提到说云呢、啊、是借着神的指引游行旋转的。
Here says that the clouds are being turned by the guidance of God.
啊，它有三个目的啊。
There are three purposes.
啊，第一就是用来责罚。
And、
用来你那个责罚英文叫什么
？Correction.
Yeah.
And the first is for correction.
那第二呢是用来认地。
And the second is to recognize the land.
啊，第三呢是用来施行慈爱。
And the third is to provide mercy.
那圣经上讲说，虹在云彩当中，当初的云呢，事实上就是 啊、下雨的一个情形呢，就是一种责罚的情形啊，毁灭当时世代的一个情形啊。
So when the rainbow first appeared in the clouds, it was from the rain, and the first rain it was for correction.
所以圣经上常常用密云来形容一种很大很快的艰难。密云 thin clouds.
And the Bible often describes the clouds. You use the clouds to describe a period of bad times.
我们来看三啊以西结书的三十八章。
Let's look at Ezekiel 38.
以西结书三十八章。
Ezekiel chapter 38.
三十八章的第十六节。
Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 16.
十六节哈。
Verse 16.
三十八章十六节，请念。
Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 16.
三十八章十六节。
38:16. You will come up against my people Israel like a cloud to cover the land. It will be in the latter days.That I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me when I am hollow in you, O God, before their eyes.
所以啊，当敌人来的时候，就好像密云遮盖地面一样。
And it says that you will come up against my people like a cloud.
所以云哦，有时候在圣经当中是一种很负面的一个形容啊。所以圣经上有讲说呢，光明被云彩遮盖，就变成黑暗了。
A lot of times the Bible uses cloud to describe something that's negative, and it also says that when the cloud blocks the light, it becomes dark.
但是红呢，又是神的一个恩慈的一个记号。
But the rainbow is also a sign of mercy.
它是神的一个荣耀的一个光辉了。
It's a glory of God.
我们来看一下以西结书哈、哦，所以这个云红在云彩当中，告诉我们说，在困难当中呢。其实呢，神有时候会继续的施展他的慈爱跟他的荣耀。
So when the rainbow appears in the clouds, it reminds us that in times of difficulty, God will also has His mercy and His glory.
困难不会永远一直下去的啦。
And the difficult times will not last forever.
而是啊，会变成一种啊啊神的啊神的慈爱会临到我们当中的。
But the mercy of God will come to us.
我们看以西结书的一章二十八节。
Let's look at Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 28.
这个形容这个云中红啊，就是一种神的光辉跟荣耀。
It describes the clouds, it describes the rainbows as the glory of God.
云中红哦 ，rainbow in the clouds 哦。
The rainbow in the clouds.
啊，一章的二十九节。
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 28.
二十九节 29. 28. I'm sorry, 28.
Verse 28.
一章的二十八节。
Ezekiel 1:28.Like the appearance of a rainbow in a cloud on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the brightness all around it. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. So when I saw it, I fell on my face and I heard a voice of one speaking.
哦，这是神荣耀的一种形象呢。云中红是一种这种光辉呢，是一种神荣耀的形象啊。
It says that the appearance of a rainbow in the cloud is like the likeness of God's glory.
哎，所以神真的是一个很慈爱的神呢。
So.Our God is very merciful God.
你在困难当中呢，最后一定会看到神一个恩慈的出现嘛。
In your times of difficulty, you will see the appearance of God's mercy.
在启示录十章的第二节讲说呢，神他身披银彩，头上戴着彩虹啊。
And in Revelation chapter 10 verse 2, it says that God with the rainbow over his head.
身披哈，身披着 ，cloud 啊啊啊。Clothed with rainbows, huh? 是不是？我们看一下好了。十章的第二节，启示录十章第二节，英文怎么讲的
？Let's look at Revelation chapter 10 verse 2.
十章的第二节。
Chapter 10 verse 2.
十章的，对不起哈，十章的第一节。
Chapter 10 verse 1.
十章的第一节。
Chapter 10 verse 1. I saw still another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud.And a rainbow was on his head. His face was like a sun, and his feet like pillars of fire.
所以神是披着银彩，就是说神就好像这样经常讲说神呐、啊，诚然背负我们的重担，担当我们的困难。神是披着银彩。如果你把银彩当成刚那种负面来讲，他是帮助我们困难的啦。
So we can see that God came clothed with
carry our burdens, right?
Clothed with the cloud of.Saying that he is carrying our burdens with him,
并且他头上是有彩虹的，他真的是带着一个恩慈来到我们这里的。
But his head is with the rainbows, and he is bringing mercy to our lives.
所以有时候我们的困难呐、啊，好像云彩一样，但圣经上讲说呢，云彩呢， 云是在神脚下，云是神脚下的尘土啦。
Although we may be in clouds, but the Bible tells us that the clouds are under the feet of God.
我们再来念拿鸿书第一章的哈，这个很美，我们来读一下第三节。
Let's read Nahum.
拿鸿书的一章三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
拿鸿书的一章三节哈。
Nahum chapter 1, verse 3.
拿鸿书比较难找了哈，在弥迦书的后面，这个哈巴谷书的前面。
It's behind Micah and before Habakkuk.
一章三节。
Nahum chapter 1 verse 3.
请念。
Verse 3, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet.
这么提到说，对于那个敌人啊，神的一个保护是什么呢？他就是好像乘着旋风跟暴风来，而且这种云彩类似云彩上的困难呢，是什么样？他脚下的尘土啦。
And here says that God will treat our enemies like the whirlwind, the storm, and the clouds are actually like the dust in of his feet.
所以弟兄姐妹们，彩虹是在云彩虹是在云中出现的。
And the rainbow appears in the clouds.
恩慈是在困难之后呢，会临到我们身上的。
Mercy is upon us after a time of trouble.
人生实在是有时候充满了各样的困难呐。
In our lives, we face many difficulties.
我们常常在为很多事情祷告。
We are always praying for things.
也许诸位正在这种百般的困难当中。
And you may be in time of your trouble right now.
但是我们要常常记得，彩虹是在云彩当中的。
But we have to remember that the rainbow is in the clouds.
就好像一首诗歌跟我们讲说呢，忧闷月矣呢，必然晃晴。我们刚所唱的，转眼之间必显光明。有时候好像忧闷的月矣，好像很困难呢、啊。但是一下子，神就会让光明再临到我们身上了。
And just like the hymn that we sang, although the darkness may be around us, but the joy will come in the morning.
圣经上又说呢，一宿虽然有哭泣，早晨必欢呼喜乐哦。刚刚你说的哦，有时候你晚上哭呢，那早上神的盼望就来到了。
And also there is a verse saying that the weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes in the morning.
我们从另外一个反方向角度讲，怎么样我们才能够看到一个美丽的云彩呢
？And from another perspective, we can talk about how we can see this rainbow.
唯有当大雨过后，当在彩虹、在云彩来的时候呢，我们才会看得到彩虹呢。
Only after a great storm and in the clouds will we see the rainbow.
有时候我们常常很羡慕古圣徒那种类似彩虹般的人生呢、啊、那种美丽的人生呢、啊。
And sometimes we envy the life of the ancient saints.
有人说哦，你去访问一下约瑟，你的人生最后为什么这么美好啊
？And if you ask Joseph and ask him why was your life so wonderful,
他会带你去看他曾经住过的监牢。
He will bring you to the prison that he was at.
因为有这个监牢，我才有办法当宰相。
And he will explain, saying that it is because of this prison I can be, the prime minister.
你去访问一下摩西，说摩西，为什么你人生到最后像彩虹般的美丽啊
？And if you ask Moses, saying that why at the end of your life it is like a rainbow.
他会带你去他生活40年的旷野。
He will bring you to the wilderness that he lived for 40 years.
神在那边怎么样磨练他跟羊群在一起
？How God trained him in those 40 years.
你去问但以理三个朋友说，为什么你的生命充满了颜色，充满了光辉
？And if you ask the Daniel's three friends why your life is filled with light.
然后会带你去看他们被丢在火窑里面的情形啊。
They will bring you to the fire pit that they were thrown in.
常常我们都羡慕人家那种美好的一面呐。
A lot of times we envy the good side.
但是我们忘了别人所走过的路程是什么。
But we forget the path that they have walked before.
彩虹是在云彩当中出现的。
The rainbow appears in the clouds.
它是神的一个约定。
It is a covenant of God.
它是神的一个记号。
It is a sign from God.
所以当我们遇到困难的时候
so when we face difficulties,
不要忘了其实那是神一种恩典的另外一个开始
do not forget that this is the beginning of the mercy of God.
希望有机会下次您可以看到彩虹、哦、
And I hope that you have opportunities to see the rainbow.
也许你可以到北加州去、啊、
Maybe you can go to Northern California.
有一次我到那个 Dumbarton Bridge, Summertale Bridge, 那个彩虹在那个内湾哦，好大一个大彩虹，然后跨过湾到那个 San Francisco 另外一边去了。
And many times when I'm crossing the San Mateo Bridge, I will see the rainbow from one side of the bay to the other side.
啊，真的是很漂亮。
It is very beautiful.
啊，有机会大家来看一看。
And if you have a chance, you should go and look.
啊，但是让我们也能够记起彩虹的背后呢，啊，有一些教训。
But just remember that behind this rainbow, there are teachings.
愿神帮助我们。
May God help us.
三百六，来唱诗368首。
Sing hymn 368.